Blog Talk Radio.
Sinners, get ready.
What you gonna do?
The Lord is
doing
the call.
What you gonna do?
You better get your heart to the Lord.
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
Let me go on into prayer, please. And so I'm just asking those of you that will to
Bow your heads as we go down in prayer and acknowledge Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Father God, we come, hallelujah, with a grateful heart, God. Some come with hurting hearts. Some come with empty hearts. But however they come, God, we come before your sovereignty, God, and your love that's unmeasured, God. We thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, for enabling us together in unity once again, God, around this spectrum. For we know that this earthly soil in which we are treading on, God, is not our eternal destination. It's just a temporary holdover, God. Till you crack those clouds, one of these old days, God, we will continually to go. We will keep busy, God. We will keep our hands on the plow. Father God, there are four points to this earth. We'll come from the north, south, east, and west as pilgrims through this barren land, God. I'm asking you, Heavenly Father, to anoint these lips of clay tonight, God. I want to be able to bring a rhema word to those of you, God, that may know you or may not know you, God, in the pardon of their iniquity, God. I'm asking you, O gracious Heavenly Father, grace me your servant. I'm just a nobody, but I'm trying to tell anybody and everybody about somebody that can save anybody. Lord, I want to be able to give an encouraged word, encouragement of wisdom, God, to those of you that are hurting tonight. Deep down in the epitome of your soul, these are the blessings we ask in your Son, Jesus' mighty, marvelous name. And let the church say, amen and amen. I will be with you 45 minutes on the clock. We know that we have now lost about 45 seconds, but I will be with you for the remainder. Asking you to get you a good seat, get your Bibles on, get your iPads, get your iPhones, get all your digital devices, and just get you a good seat, get your pillow to position your posture, take your shoes off and put your slippers on. Get you some chips and dip and whatever you want to sip, and allow me to bring unto you the divine word of God. We're going to go right now into a program that's already in progression. May God bless you, you, and you that so graciously tune in on tonight. And every time that the old ship of Zion come across the airwaves, as I foresee, God has a blessing with your name on it. Just don't forget that he knows your address, he knows your name. So he will not get it wrong, he will not be sidetracked, he won't be confused about where your blessing is supposed to be dropped off. He knows where to drop your portion off. And believe you me, you will get your blessing. God always keeps his promises, every one of them. And all right, I want to come before you tonight. I was going to just take a breather on tonight, but you know, I just love God so much, and I love the people of God until I said, well, God, you know, I wanted to kind of just lay back and kick back tonight. I said, but you know, there's somebody that needs a rhema word on tonight. So I will just put, you know, my laid-back demeanor that I wanted to have on tonight, I'll put that on the back burner because there's somebody out there need to rhema word on tonight. So that's why I'm here. I want you to know that God loves you, and I love you as well. ever feel like that you're alone, because you're never alone. I don't care if mother leave you, father leave you, husband leave you, sister leave you, brother leave you, uncle or aunt, grandparents, your friends, and all of those that is in your circle. If each one turn their back on you, just know that you got one friend that sticks closer than a mother, brother, father, and his name is Jesus. I just want you to be encouraged on tonight. So our sermon on tonight is heart, figuring out the way of God. I want to say that one more time. Heart, figure out the way of God. Some might think they feel like it's hard trying to live this life of Christ. There's so many do's and don'ts. There's so many ifs and ands. But guess what? There's no doubt about it. There's no buts in there. Because Jesus said in his word, he said, my yoke is easy and my burdens is light. So I just want to encourage you tonight. This life of Christ is not hard. You just have to have a made up mind, and a mind that's made up. You got to have a mind that's willing to go all the way with God and not go half of the way, part of the way, but willing to go the distance. Because they're laid up for you, you and you, a starry crown. A crown that will outdo the Queen of England crown. This is a crown like no other. Her crown was man-made. The crown that Jesus Christ has for you and I and those of you that are living according to God's will, way, and his command. God has designed this crown. And it's the most beautiful crown you can ever imagine in your wildest dream in your lifetime. You would have to die to come back again and again and again to figure this crown out. This crown was designed by Jesus, and with his hands and his command of his lips, God made and engraved each and every one of these crowns. And if you just keep on this journey, you will be able, just like on Oscar night, each celebrity is presented with an Oscar. And that's just like a lifetime achievement award. But that's the way it is when serving God. At the end of this life, you will be given an Oscar, even though it won't be a television Oscar, Hollywood Oscar, but it'll be a crown with diamonds and pearls and rubies and sapphires and etc. Just beautiful, simply gorgeous. They really don't have a word in the Webster's Dictionary to describe the crown that God has laid up for the saints of God. Not only will they have a crown, but God will have a robe that's whiter than white. You've never seen a white as white as the robe that God has in reserve for those that are living according to his will and his way. And then, hallelujah, I imagine God will have some gold slippers to match our crown. You know, God ain't going to have us half-stepping. If you don't have you half-stepping in the church house on Sunday morning, you got your two-piece suit on, you got your hat on, and it's hooked to the side. You got your pantyhose on. You got your high-heel shoes or you got your low-heel shoes on, and you know you're looking good. Well, that's the way it is with the right robe of righteousness God has laid up for those of you that are living according to God's will. And I'm getting happy right about now, so let me go into the Word of God. I would like you to get out your books. And that's the Bible. That's the 66 books that I'm talking about. And I want you to just read along with me, if you will, please. And our sermon again on tonight is, you might say it's hard, Overseer Warren. Figure out the way of God. Well, I come to bring you some good news. We know that we are living in an age of information. We know that with the touch of a button, a strike, or a stroke of a pen, and the click of a mouse, we can have an entire encyclopedia of information available to you and I. We can find out just about anything, or so we think. Though we may have megabytes and gigabytes of information at a fingertip, we still have yet to master one source of information. And that is the way of God. And we can go into the law of Isaiah 55 and 8 through 9. And it declares, for my thoughts, that's God's thoughts, are not, hallelujah, your thoughts, or my thoughts, or our thoughts. Neither are my ways your ways, our ways their way, ways of God. God said that your ways are not like my ways, said the Lord. He said, for as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. We know that the computer age had yielded an immeasurable wealth of information, yet human knowledge still remained infinite. We know that the knowledge of the Most High God, it transcends far beyond. And we know that yet repeatedly in Scripture, the Lord invites you and I to partake of his unfathomable riches, of his knowledge and wisdom, to begin to know, hallelujah, the mind and heart of God. We must do so. But in order to do so, we only need to go as far as his word. We know that life can be found in the word of God. He invites you and I to consume it. He said in the word, he said, come buy wine and milk without money and without price. He said, not only is it free, but it is a delicacy. He said, to hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. We know that the word of God is full of promise to all who light itself in fatness. The word is full of promise to all who are faithful to it. It is so encompassing, so powerful, hallelujah, that it comes with a guarantee. For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven and returneth not hither, but water the earth and make it bring forth and bud, that I might give seeds to the sower and bread to the eater. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please. And it shall prosper in the things whereof, or whereto I sent it. That's verse 10 through 11. And if you want to know how to have a mindset of God, it takes the wisdom of God. And the wisdom of God can be presented unto you. that want the wisdom, the knowledge to live this kind of lifestyle, to live God throughout God's word daily. There's nothing hard about it. And we're going to read the first key scripture here tonight. And it reads this: how much better to get wisdom than gold, and to get understanding is to be chosen rather than silver. That scripture reading is coming out of the law, Proverbs 16:16. And we're going to read the second key scripture for tonight. And it reads this. It says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. That scripture reading is coming out of the law, Psalms 1:11-10. Hallelujah. We know that the psalmist wrote, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Fearing God requires that we get things in the proper perspective and the proper proportion. Like the fact that he is much greater in every way than we are. The works of the Lord are great. They are the outworking of his love and his strength, his wisdom, his foresight, his will, his faithfulness. Fearing God means coming to grips with the truth. But it's easy to miss the point when we don't stay close to God. We know that the closer we get to him, the more we realize how much we are lacking and how desperately we need him for a greater wisdom to direct our lives. Left to our little selves, we get everything out of sync. If we be honest, we have to admit that we are limited. Perspective is often wrong and sometimes can be destructive. But we know that wise people realize how little they know and how much they need the great wisdom of God. We know that the wise will recognize their limitations and God's unlimited power. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. And we know that there are people all over this world, hallelujah, that are constantly looking for a better item. May it be buying fruits in the market or choosing a place to live. We all examine the ponder, compare, and finally make a choice based on what we believe is better. I can't imagine anyone saying, I'm convinced that this one is worse, so I'll take it. But we know in the book of Proverbs is filled with comparison that points us toward the right pathway in life. Because the book's purpose is to give the reader knowledge and wisdom based on the fear of the Lord. That scripture reading is coming out of the law. Proverbs 1:2-7. And it's not surprising to find statements saying this is better than that. In the law of Proverbs 16, we read that it is better to get wisdom than gold or silver. That's verse 16. Then it's better to be humble among the poor than to be proud among the wealthy. Verse 19. It's better to control our temple than to rule a city. Verse 32. We know that some of us have the ability to be both wise and wealthy. But when faced with a choice between the two, Proverbs tell us that say that wisdom is the better alternative. And as you and I read in the book of Proverbs, let's look for those signs that say this is better. When God's word shape our thinking and guides our choices, we'll discover that his way is always better. Not what we have, but what we use. Not what we see, but what we choose. These are the things that mark our blessed. The sort of human happiness We know that a little humor and a little wisdom is better than a lot of wealth. And before ending, I hope and I pray that I've said something to inject your mind and to infuse your spirit as I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. If this program has been a blessing to you in your daily walk with God, if you have any propositions that you would want the old ship of Zion to go down and pray on your behalf, you are most certainly encouraged to send your correspondence. God House of Deliverance, Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. Your station has been Blog Talk Radio. Your program has been the old ship of Zion. Send your correspondence. Make them attentive to Overseer Janice Ward, P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California, 95020. We're going to change the dynamic of this program. We're going to bring you hymns of Zion to bless your heart and to increase your spirit. These and other blessings we ask in Jesus' name. Till we meet again across these skyways and highways, you are most certainly encouraged to go in God and allow God to go in you. Tonight's sermon, hard figuring it out, the ways of God. And I came scripture coming out of the law of Psalms 1 and 11 and 10. May God bless you. Bye for
I wouldn't get through with it. trying to rock without you, like an engine with no fluid. Crash and I burn.
Like an engine with no fluid, I crash and I burn.